An hour of news from the BBC World Service, 2 o'clock this afternoon here on 91.7 KALW. San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the community listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The scoop with chicken and green chili cheese dip, the all-beef hot dog, the creamy pasta Alfredo, the buffalo chicken wrap, and the chopped lettuce with ranch. Many other schools may also have as an option the pepperoni or cheese pizza, the barbacoa, fajita bowl, the turkey avocado sandwich, cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. San Francisco schools will be closed on Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, and KALW will bring you live coverage of tonight's meeting of the San Francisco Board of Education live from 555 Franklin Street at 6 o'clock this evening. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The Chief of Police of San Francisco has apologized to the LGBTQ community for the way the department had historically treated people and for, in his words, the harm that was caused. Chief William Scott spoke yesterday at a forum hosted by the police department and Glide Church. The event was called a reflection and reconciliation session aimed at increasing the trust between the police and the community. This took place on the 53rd anniversary of rioting that occurred in 1966 at Compton's Cafeteria in the Tenderloin District. On that day, police were called to evict transgender people, many of them sex workers, who gathered there. The 1966 confrontation took place 3 years before New York's famous Stonewall riots, which is considered a landmark in LGBTQ activism. Kaiser Permanente Hospital has to disclose more financial information about each of their hospitals, so says a bill passed by the California Senate. Before, the healthcare giant only reported financial info for just their Northern California and Southern California campuses lumped together, but not for each individual hospital. Kaiser spokesperson says they're disappointed. A man died yesterday after he and a building he was inside was intentionally set on fire. The man has not been identified. He was found in the town of Eielton in the San Joaquin Delta. Sacramento County Sheriff's deputies are calling this a murder, but they don't have any suspects. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of August, 2019. It is the 239th day of the year. 126 days remain until the end of the year, 27 days until autumn begins, 189 days until primaries, and 434 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:36. The sun will set at 7:45 tonight. We have 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight to play in today. The first high tide will be at 10:52 this morning, solar transit at 1:10 this afternoon, next low tide at 3:24 this afternoon, and the final high tide at 9:33 tonight. The moon is currently 11.2% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Friday, the 30th of August. Today is the Duchess Who Wasn't Day, Just Because Day, Kiss Me Day, National Banana Lovers Day, National Petroleum Day, National Pots de Creme Day, Tarzan Day, Touch a Heart Day, World Rock Paper Scissors Day. It's also Film and Movies Day in Russia, Independence Day in Moldova, and Lyndon Baines Johnson Day in Texas. He was born on this day in 1908. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share this special day also with Theodore Dreiser, Man Ray, Leon Theremin, Lester Young, Martha Ray, Carter Stanley, Joan Kroc, Shri Chimnoy, Alice Coltrane, William Least Heat Moon, and Cesaria Evora. On this day in history, in 1896, the Anglo-Zanzibar War was the shortest war in the world history. It went from 9:02 that morning to 9:40 between the United Kingdom and Zanzibar. 1927, five Canadian women file a petition to the Supreme Court of Canada asking, does the word persons in Section 24 of the British North America Act of 1867 include female persons? Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to Kevin at KLW.org. Cross Currents Morning Report is next at 8:51.